This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Now on Joy 94.9, this is The Glow Show with your host, Victoria Police LGBTI Liaison Officer Gabrielle Tyack, Joy's own Will Lanting, with a range of Victoria Police staff and Joy volunteers coming together to inform and support our diverse LGBTI communities. Here is The Glow Show on Joy.
And you are on The Glow Show, Joy 94.9, and this is Will. And guess what? Gabby's back!
I've been gone.
You've been gone.
But I'm back.
Where have you been?
I've been to the other side of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful Canada.
Oh.
Oh my God, Will.
Yeah.
It is the most beautiful, fantastic place. Lovely people, beautiful mm-hmm. views. Mm-hmm. I will go back there in a second. I would love to live there.
Now, you work for the Victorian Police Force. And
yes.
You're in Canada. Has someone been really that bad you're chasing him across the world? What were you doing there?
No, I was at the Second World LGBTQ Conference for Criminal Justice Professionals.
Brilliant.
And I actually presented at their conference.
Oh, lovely.
So not just there to enjoy and meet people and learn, which yep. I did all of those things, mm-hmm. but I also presented and represented Victoria Police.
Oh, excellent. That is fantastic. And you obviously met some great other police officers from around the world. And
yeah, there were, I think, 17 different countries represented. There were 175 police from all over the world. And in a future episode coming up in the next few weeks, I've recorded a few interviews with some of those police.
And we'll play those interviews.
We will. Yeah. Very interesting.
And did you get obviously anything out of it, and did they get anything out of us?
I think everything, yeah.
Did you tell them they got a great glow show in Melbourne in Australia? And
I didn't actually I mentioned it once at the end of my interview, but I was having a conversation with some French police.
Ooh.
Who didn't speak much English,
mm-hmm.
and so we sort of got involved in trying to understand each other, so I didn't get much time to talk about the glow show. But big news.
Yeah.
The third conference, which is in 2023, is being held where?
Melbourne?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So the first one was in Amsterdam, the yeah. second one was in Toronto, and the third one in Australia, in Melbourne.
That is excellent. I hope I get an invite.
We might get you to speak. We'll see. You've got a few years to make some mistakes. We'll see how we go.
We'll definitely do a few of those, I can assure you. Now, that's brilliant news, and it's a great initiative, and we were so proud to see you there speaking on behalf of Victorian Police, speaking on behalf of our community and telling everyone, you know, what great work you are doing and some of the experiences that you've had and some of the, you know, learning obviously some of the experiences others have had.
It was so hard to keep a secret because the whole time everyone was asking, where's the next conference at? And I couldn't tell anyone until the very last minute of the conference when it was announced and we had our Assistant Commissioner Neil Patterson on stage with a few of us.
Oh, wow. So who joined you there at the
conference? We had four Victoria Police members. So Neil Patterson was the Assistant Commissioner,
mm-hmm.
and we had two inspectors and myself.
Beautiful.
So we were all representing Victoria Police on the stage, and we had our flag out to show where the next conference is, and everyone was so excited because who doesn't want to come to Australia?
Oh, exactly. It's
so
going to be a ripper.
All the different countries represented were just going, fantastic, we're going to Australia.
Now, I did see a tweet and I did retweet it, which is the only social media that I do.
Yeah.
Frustrated. But there was a little video presentation of you all there doing the thing. So hopefully you'll put that on the Gabby Glow Facebook page.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if it's not already on there. I wouldn't know because I don't do Facebook.
No, I will have to put it up there.
But, yeah, look, if you are listening out, yeah, keep an eye for that. It's a great little presentation. You get to see Gabby standing on the stage having a chat to the world's police. No, look, we're really, really proud of you. And
thanks.
It is fabulous work you've been doing. And, it, you know, it can be tough and challenging being involved in police and obviously being a police officer. And I'm sad to also hear recently we've had a passing of one of your colleagues.
Yeah, one of our glows unfortunately and sadly took his own life late last week. And it's just so sad to know that someone who we loved and cared for and was really respected in the community felt so lost that he didn't see any other way out. And so we're all really mourning that loss. There's a lot of respect being put up on social media. We're waiting to hear where and when the funeral will be. There'll be a massive representation of Victoria Police and the community. He was just a great guy. He came to so many LGBTI events, including Carnival and Pride March, and we're just very sad that he's no longer with us. So we've just got to make sure that community and police officers know that there is support out there for them. Speak to a friend, contact your local services like Lifeline 131114, Beyond Blue is 1300 224 636, and also switchboard.org.au. They have some great services for us. Just reach out to someone. You're never alone, and it's just we're all in deep mourning at the moment.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like I've also suffered with suicide in family, and it is not a, you know, it's not a, I mean, where do you begin to say? But look, you know, you leave a lot of people behind, and you leave a lot of unanswered questions, and I don't think that's really fair on anybody. Look, we all go through our tough times, and it can be hard, and, you know, it's not usually not the answer. So,
and people who are down that low generally come out of that after a period of time, and you've just got to wait for that time to pass and know that things do get better.
That's right, and don't be afraid to reach out and ask for a hand, because that is the life-saving thing. You are never alone, and that's one of the things I've always found in life, is that no matter how hard things are and no matter how tough or useless a situation may seem, you're never alone, and you know there's always support services, and this is one of the reasons I hang around at Joy. You know, I'm never alone here, and it's a great thing. So yeah, look, please remember that. So what are the services again, just to remind everybody, Gabby?
Yeah, Lifeline at 131114, Beyond Blue 1300 224 636, and switchboard.org.au. We're just sending out great love to his family and friends, and all the other police and community who knew and loved him and will miss him dearly.
Yeah, no, very sad thing. And yeah, my thoughts go to the Victorian Police colleagues and the family and friends of this young police officer who has sadly taken his life. And yeah, so glad to be back.
Yeah, not with that news, obviously.
No, I know, it's such a high, but you come back to hard work.
Highs and lows all the time.
The challenging sort of stuff.
But these things happen, and no one's can say that they're going to be immune to it. We just don't know who is the next person in need. So, like I said, and like you say, and we say it all the time, we'll reach out to the people who care about you, reach out for people who love you. And if you don't have those people, reach out to the services that we've spoken about.
Mm. And interesting on that note tonight, as I've just mentioned, you know, I've had a few dark days in my few decades I've been on this planet, and I had a bit of a battle with alcohol for probably 2 or 3 decades. And the last week I was 10 years alcohol free, and
congratulations.
Thank you. And it's a weird one. You don't really want to celebrate it, but tonight I'll be a guest on Hooked, so I'm staying back tonight after the show, and I'm going to be talking about my story and my journey, so hopefully that'll give a bit of a positive spin and some hope for people as well. And that's most important thing that I want to get out there, is that there is hope, and people have succeeded, and here I am, I'm a survivor after 10 years, and it's been a horrendous journey. So be sure to listen to that tonight.
What time, Will?
I think airplanes. 9 o'clock tonight, not 2100. It's 9 p.m. tonight, Hooked on Joy 94.9. And we must go to a quick break, but who do we got coming in after the break, Debbie?
Coming up after the break, we've got Mary Claire from Drummond Street Family Services talking about what's come out of the Family Violence Royal Commission, all the services that are joint in working to provide services to the community in relation to family violence instances.
You get that out. Anyway, up next, so stay tuned. You're listening to The Glow Show on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to The Glow Show on Joy. Back soon.
Your community is our business.
Joy 94.9.
Welcome back. This is The Glow Show on Joy.
You're on on Joy 94.9 with The Glow Show. Will and Gabby here, and we've got a special guest in the studio with us.
A special guest?
Very special, because most of the time we have police guests.
We
do. But sometimes we like to have some of our partners who are non-police, who work closely with the police on many occasions. We've got Mary Claire Machen.
Machen.
Got that right.
We got that out.
I had been practicing, but I forgot because I was talking too much. But Mary Claire is from Drummond Street Family Services, and you're involved in the Q Respect and Queer Space area.
Yeah, thank you. Yes.
It's great to have you here. And I wanted to have someone come in from Drummond Street for a long time, because I know that Drummond Street is doing a whole lot of stuff in the queer and LGBTI area, providing a number of services. And I think it's really, really important that our listeners know what kind of services you're providing and who you provide them to.
Okay, so Queer Space has been going for quite a while, like a number of years. And what we recently received funding for was for the LGBTIQ intimate partner and family violence. And the funding came from the Royal Commission into Family Violence in 2016, because it was noted by that commission that there were very few services for LGBTIQ people who were experiencing or perpetrating family violence.
And we didn't need to have that confirmed, because we knew that for many years. For as long as we've been around and alive, that there weren't many services at all, and people were desperate for these kinds of services.
Yeah, and I think we have known, and I think there's lots of reasons why we haven't been able to talk about it. And especially when, you know, we see things like happened during the postal vote when we were trying for the yes vote, and we didn't want that information really getting out, because of how it could be used against us. And so what we have now is a partnership with Queer Space Drummond Street Services being the lead agency. And we are in partnership with TGV, Transgender Victoria, Switchboard and Thorn Harbour Health. And we provide a range of services for anyone from our queer communities to come in and get support around what's happening in their relationships, if they are being harmed or if they are harming someone, that you can come in and get a service for that.
So just to be clear, is this physically come in, or can they contact you in other forms, like on phone or email?
We offer a range of ways for people to contact us. Because we are mostly Melbourne-based, all of our services, what we do is work with other services that are family violence services out in regional Victoria. And so if you contacted us, we may link you in with that regional service and work with them to provide, to ensure that they are providing a queer-friendly or LGBTIQ-friendly service.
So if you are in a rural or regional area, would it be a better idea for someone to contact Drummond Street first, to make sure that if they do contact a local service, they're not given some bad information or the service hasn't been trained in the LGBTI space?
I think it's not a bad idea. So the phone number that you can ring is 1-800-LGBTIQ. And I can give you the actual numbers for that later, but, you know, you can ring in and you would get an opportunity, first of all, to talk to what we call an intake team. So they would take a few details. And then depending on the level of risk that's assessed then, you might get to speak to one of the queer space people who would then work with you about what would be the best option for you around whether you go into that service or whether we do the warm referral. So, yeah.
So one thing that I think people are confused about often is what family violence involves. And generally people just think it's physical violence, but we know it goes a lot deeper than that and a lot more complex.
Yeah, it is. And a lot of family violence is around, well, we say it's around power and control, and it's there's a lot of coercion. So it can be emotional violence, it can be spiritual violence, it can be psychological violence. Like, there's many ways that the violence might occur or the abuse might occur. And there's lots of examples, you know, if you're using medication and someone tries to withhold your medication from you, that's abusive usually. Mm. And if someone tells you that you're not the right kind of whatever, so, you know, you're not the right kind of queer, you're not masculine enough, you're not femme enough, you're not, those kind of things are usually done to control you so that the person has more, they're managing what's happening for you.
Sometimes it's a bit like grooming with sexual assault and abusing young people, where you're actually, the abuser is grooming you to accept certain types of behaviours and things that they're saying to you, and then it increases.
Yeah, and that's very common. That sometimes you think that at the start it's how they love you, like they'll tell you that, you know, I love you because you're this, but I want you to be more this. But what happens over time is that it starts to, you realise that that's all you're hearing from that person, that and that they're making demands on how you are, how you dress, how you behave when you're out, who you can talk to. And those are the kind of things that that often just start slowly.
And that sort of abuse is incremental. It doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah.
It is over quite a period of time.
Bit of brainwashing kind of behaviour.
Yeah, and it's usually a pattern.
Yep.
And then you become fearful about what you can do. So you stop talking to your friends because you're told, don't talk to your friends. Or you can't talk about what's happening to us with your friends. Like, that's not okay. And then you start to realise that your friends don't come around anymore, or there's reasons why you can't go out with your friends. And it is incremental. And then you feel fearful often to be able to say something about it. And yeah.
So if you're experiencing these kinds of behaviours in your relationship, that you can call Drummond Street Services. And is the 1-800-LGBTIQ number, is that a 24-hour number?
It's a 24-hour number in that there's a message bank outside of the 9 to 5, okay. But it's also available on Wednesday nights and Saturdays between 10, and I'm just not sure, it's either 10 and 12 or 10 and, you know, it's all day Saturday and all day Sunday.
Don't worry, I have trouble remembering when this show's on. I've only done it for 6 months.
So. Yeah, but it's great to know that if you can't reach somebody, you can leave a message and someone will get back to you.
Could I just put in a reminder there that if you are in danger of a physical assault at that point, if your safety is at risk, that's not the number to ring.
You just took the words right out of my mouth. 000 is the number to ring.
000.
If you're in imminent danger.
Yes. Yeah. There's none of the other numbers. You ring 000.
Absolutely.
And call the police. Yeah.
Now, you are affiliated, or you work with Switchboard as well?
We work with Switchboard and Thorn Harbour Health and Transgender Victoria as part of the partnership, and we work closely with Switchboard for phone callers, and they would refer to us. And if it's not family violence or somebody wants to talk something out after hours, we would refer them and suggest to them that they use Switchboard or QLife. Yep.
Yeah, the Switchboard was personal for me. I think it was about 3-4 years ago, just before I came out. I called. I had no one to talk to. And I called them, I did, and said, I'm about to have this big life change and I'm so scared, but it was just good to chat to somebody. It made a big difference.
Wonderful volunteers.
Great. Yeah.
So if you're experiencing any of these kinds of behaviours, that was the number to call. You can just have a conversation with someone and talk things through, and they can provide advice.
Yeah, I guess we would say that what we would provide is information so that people can make decisions for themselves. And so we can link them in if necessary. And we would also offer face-to-face appointments as well. And we've got a huge range of programs. So one of the programs we have is a peer support. It also came from ideas from the Family Violence Royal Commission, because people said they wanted to see people like themselves who had experienced family violence. And so we have a program called I Heal, mm-hmm. where all of the workers have experienced family violence. And it's across a number of programs, but we have it as we have a queer version as well. And so they are support workers and provide practical support. So that's another option for people. So they might go to court with you. They might go and look at how you create greater community connection. It's a recovery program. So often you've lost all your community connections when you've experienced violence mm-hmm. because you've been isolated. So they would work with you to reconnect into community. They just do a whole range of really practical things.
One of the things that comes to mind is that LGBTI youth may not have the facilities to be able to get to your centre mm-hmm. in Carlton, is it?
Carlton,
yes.
Yeah.
Do you have a social media presence that youth can, because they're very connected, of course, can they communicate through social media means to you, or is it really the best thing to call is the 1-800-LGBTI?
It's probably the best thing to get a service to call there. Queer Space does have a Facebook profile, and we advertise a lot of the groups because the iHeal workers run a lot of groups. So like trauma sensitive yoga, there's a walking group just about to start. So with the groups, they're usually on the Facebook page. There's a thing though that you mentioned about the youth. Some of our really important work that's come about from people contacting us is working with young people who are gender diverse or gender questioning. And their families often have no experience, no understanding, no way to know how to support them. And if the young people their parents will sometimes tell them to leave, like they lose their family and they can go into homelessness.
Is this a common thing?
It's reasonably common, yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's we run a group called The Village for the parents of gender questioning children. Wow. We run it a few times a year, and it's 6 or 7 sessions where the parents get an opportunity to come and talk together, but also to hear about what it might be for what their children might benefit from, what they might need, what it might be like. And that's been really well received. And we started it because we had people on the wait list who were contacting us and just didn't know where to go. And the young people may be allocated a worker who might go and talk to their school for them. They might support them to put applications in for a different school if that school's not able to take on what they need to do for the children.
So many wonderful services.
Yeah.
So get onto the website and see what services are provided, because it's not just family violence related. Like you said, it's for support for a variety of different things.
Oh, yeah. So Queer Space is very broad, and so are the other. So Switchboard, Thorn Harbour Health and Transgender Victoria all have websites and all have a range of services. So I think it is worth, and, you know, Queer Space has their own website, and then we've got a With Respect website. And so there's a lot of information available there and a range of services.
So With Respect is the joint partnership website?
Yes.
Of the services you've mentioned?
Yes. Yeah.
And going back to family violence, you mentioned earlier that you've got support for offenders as well as the victims. So that's quite interesting.
Yes. I'm smiling.
You don't often think of that.
I'm smiling because you're using the term offenders, and it's a police term, and it's a term that we all use less in the community. And so,
sorry, people.
And so we've got a number of programs. And so for With Respect, it's from prevention right through to recovery. And so Thorn Harbour Health is working with perpetrators, sorry, for men who have perpetrated abuse. Mm. And then we've got a number of programs in queer space for people, for women. So that's women, trans, non-binary, and cis women. And that's for women who have enacted force. And so there's a program that runs called All of Us that runs out of, with the Justice Department, out of the prisons. And then there's another one, Futures Free from Violence, that runs in the community. That's for a year because it's a pilot, and we're getting near the end of that. But that's a very new type of work that's happening, and it's very
much needed, I'd say.
Very that's needed.
Interesting, fascinating, and look, you're a superhero to us all, and your initiatives and your work is absolutely fantastic at it. At Queer Space, we love what you do. Now, what we're also going to do is we're going to put the information links and phone numbers on our information of our podcast. So if you haven't caught any of the numbers or websites, please download the podcast and it'll be in the details there. Mary Claire, thank you once again for joining us tonight. It was absolutely fantastic to hear about Queer Space.
Thank you, Will and Gabby. Lovely.
And Gabby, you have a safe and wonderful week, and we'll see you next Monday night.
Indeed.
You've been listening to The Glow Show on Joy 94.9.
That's it from us today. Thanks for listening to another Glow Show on Joy. Tonight's episode has just been loaded to the Joy website and our podcast feed on iTunes. So if you missed anything important, you can hear it again now. Please support the volunteers who make the Glow Show happen by subscribing to our podcast and sharing them with your friends on social media. The Glow Show is produced by Will Lansing and Gabrielle Tyack and edited weekly by me, Jason Gibbs. See you next time on Joy.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.